Silver Peak Apothecary's owner joined employees and business partners Friday for a photo op. The group posed in front of heavy machinery. Behind it, stakes were stuck in snow-covered mud, marking the outline of a soon-to-be-built greenhouse. Jordan Lewis is the owner of Silver Peak Apothecary.
It's a huge deal. This is the culmination of a lot of work and hopefully the end of a lot of uncertainty. So, very, very excited.
When complete, Lewis is counting on the greenhouse to supply both medical and retail marijuana to the store. The state has licensed the business for retail. Now it's waiting on local approvals. Silver Peak hopes to start selling retail at the end of February. Lewis thinks retail pot will provide jobs and tax revenue.
I mean, I think that this industry has the opportunity to bring back some economic stability to the valley that I think has been lost over time, and I think the fact that it's agriculture in nature is well suited for the valley.
I'm not a user of marijuana, but I'm very excited about this is the next great possibility for American agriculture.
New York resident Ben Zeitz is partnering with Lewis. His company, B. Zeitz & Sons, invests in leading-edge agricultural projects.
I mean, I look at this as another crop. And I mean, I don't look at, there's a lot of people who look at it and go, oh, it's, you know, it's like growing wine grapes in California. And I don't know, it's another crop.
Just like crops such as corn, Zeitz anticipates weed will hit some bumps in the road on its way to becoming a lucrative crop. He thinks widespread legalization will eventually come. Across the highway from the construction site, neighbors in the Holland Hills neighborhood are concerned. Longtime homeowner Ann Smock says it's not that she doesn't support legalized marijuana. She'd just like to maintain the rural character of her neighborhood.
I think they're making a good faith effort to make it fit in. But if it gets any bigger than what they're proposing, I think that it will definitely affect the character of the neighborhood.
She fears the grow site will expand from its 25,000-square-foot greenhouse.
I've never seen a greenhouse of that immense size nestled in among residential areas. These should be out in open spaces, and the county has been so adamant about keeping this corridor entrance from the salt on east as rural as possible, and I think that's just going to be a joke if we have all these buildings crop up.
But plans for just the greenhouse are in place now, and the project's moving forward. Jordan Lewis says he's reached out to neighbors and invited them to look at their plans and discuss their concerns.
At the end of the day, we just hope to be a good neighbor, and I think we will be.
Silver Peak Apothecary will find out January 7th whether it's received approvals from the city of Aspen to sell retail pot. A possible green light from Pitkin County will likely come later this winter. Marcy Crevenin, Aspen Public Radio News.